Welcome to Church Hacks. My name's Howard Salter, and I'm a GCI pastor here in the Orlando, Florida area. It's my privilege to bring you some tools and strategies to help you be successful in today's busy culture. Today, we're talking about first impression ministry. First impression ministry is every opportunity that you have to connect with your guests or visitors before they step foot on your campus or even during their first visit. First impression ministry is one of the key aspects to your integration ministry strategy. If you'd like more information on that, review the previous video on integration ministry strategy. Now, for our first impression ministry today, we're going to be talking about three key aspects of that ministry. That is your website, your greeters, and your follow-up process. 90% of your guests and visitors are going to look at your website long before they step foot on your campus. So your website is highly effective in bringing those individuals to your meeting with the proper expectations. Your website should be simple, clean. You should have focused areas of text on high contrast backgrounds. Your website should drive the user to take two or three actions at most. We're not trying to bombard them with tons of different things that they can do from your website. Your website should have your meeting times and locations above the fold. That means that information should be visible to visitors when they load the homepage. That way, they don't have to scroll to find the information. You should have a link to information about your children's ministry. It's good for visitors to know that your volunteers are background checked. Of course they are. Every church has to have their volunteers background checked. However, as a visitor to your church, it will make me feel better to see that you care enough to let me know that the volunteers are safe and are trained to work with children. You should also have information about what to expect when a visitor comes to your church. A lot of times churches will have a plan a visit page. It's an excellent idea. On that page, you can tell them what your worship is like. Is it contemporary? Is it traditional? You can tell them what to expect in the children's ministry. You can have perhaps a pre-registration form where they can pre-fill the information for their children so that when they arrive, they're not spending 10 minutes filling out a form while everyone else just walks up and grabs their labels for childcare. Your website, vitally important, but also important are your greeters. And greeting starts in the parking lot. Research says that within 3 to 5 seconds, a visitor to your church will know whether or not they will return. And that has everything to do with how they are welcomed. Your greeters in the parking lot should be trained to recognize body language. If a family is closed off, don't bombard them with questions. Simply acknowledge them and maybe point them to the doorway greeters. However, your parking lot greeter should be knowledgeable. Where are the children facilities? Where are the bathrooms? What is the current series the pastor is preaching? All questions that a new family may ask someone who is presenting themselves as a point of information. If that greeter greets a family in the parking lot, they should then turn and hand them off to greeters at the doorway. Motion to where the visitor can enter the building, and at that doorway you should have 3 to 4 greeters. Why 3 to 4? Because at the doorway, those greeters are going to be the ones who take new families and show them the lay of the land. Where do we meet? Where are the restrooms? Who are the child care personnel? Where's the cafe? Where can I get my coffee and donut? That greeter will walk that person around, and as they leave to walk that person around, one of the other greeters will step in and take their place. This way we create a culture of focusing on guests and visitors, introducing them to other individuals that are important in the life of the church, handing them off to hospitality personnel who are investing and showing investment in these individuals. Now, it's not enough just to be able to greet them well. Once the service is over and that family heads home, we want to follow up with them. We don't want them to fall through the cracks. So we can send them an email. We can send them a text. Of course, all of that doesn't matter if we don't get their information. you should have contact or connection forms. Whether you have a physical form or an online form, they can visit on the website to fill in the connection information. But the important thing is, if the individual doesn't want to give you their connection information, don't make them. Invite them to come back. Meet them where they are, and then walk with them as they learn more about your church. Be readily available. Also, offer them opportunities to engage. The follow-up process is all about that. During the week, you want to ask them if they have questions about the service or anything that they heard or saw. And then right before, maybe on Saturday or Friday, you want to send them an invitation to the next week's service. These are all well-placed common practices that will help your visitors and your guests not fall through the cracks. I hope you've enjoyed this video on the First Impression Ministry. Please review the series to get more information on how you can be more effective in your church operations. Until next time, I'm Howard Salter.